Lent bumps.
Cam FM.
Brisk northeasterly wind now. It's certainly picking up. I'm getting quite chilly here. I'm standing near the motorway bridge where all the rowers start, watching them all be pushed out now. We're racing women's W3 of the second day of Lent Bumps 2012 from top to bottom as the coxes hold their bungs. Downing W2, Clare W2, Darwin W1, Trinity Hall 2, Peterhouse 2, Wolfson 1, Murray Edwards 2, Sydney Sussex 2, Clare Hall 1, Homerton 2, Churchill 2, Emmanuel 3, St Cat's 2, Kings 2, Murray Edwards 3, Queens 2, Darwin 2 and Queens 3. Looking further up the river now, good starts from Downing, Clare, Darwin, Trinity Hall. Looking quite good as well. Actually, a bit on the slow side for Trinity Hall as Peterhouse now closed down the gap as they're on first post reach. Looks like Peterhouse is going to get an easy bump here. Peterhouse onto Trinity Hall. The gap is now half a length. Peterhouse and Trinity Hall. There's lots of water splashing everywhere, but I don't think Trinity Hall can do anything. They're not going to be able to pull away. That's definitely going to end up in a bump. I think Peterhouse is about to bump Trinity Hall on first post reach. Further back now, as we look, we've got the blades of Wolfson, who are trying to get down Peterhouse, but it looks like they're going to miss them because Peterhouse will bump out. Murray Edwards, a length and a half behind those. Behind those, got the Sydney Sussex crew, who I can see there. A good few, two lengths behind those. And behind Sydney Sussex, we've got the Clare Hall boat on stations with the next boat behind them, who are Homerton. W2. Further back, things are looking very interesting now under the railway bridge. There's Churchill, they're looking fine, as is Emmanuel. But further back from Emmanuel, it says cats have been hotly pursued here by Kings. Can I just say, if anyone ever says that female rowers are ugly, it's a lie. The stroke is quite pretty in Kings. They've got overlap now as they go under the motorway bridge. This is Kings on St. Cat's. Kings on St. Cat's. But St. Cat's managed to steer wide towards the south bank and motor away. Does look here, though, as Kings are the faster crew, and there's a crab there for the number two. Crab for the number two in St. Cat's. There's overlap. St. Cat's has been bumped by Kings number two. And further back, as we go to Murray Edwards, we've been pursued by Queens. Queens are.
Hey, I've got something interesting here.
Yeah, so let's go
Murray
over across. Over.
Murray Edwards is really catching Wilson here. And they're really catching. It looks like they're going to bump. I'm not sure if I'm going to see this one, but they're really getting close.
Okay. Please, Amy.
That was Murray Edwards getting really close.
Okay, please,
show
your face on
both
sides.
Amy. Amy, yeah, right. Okay, yeah. So just let me know what's happening further back. Is Queens have been held up by the bump between Kings and St. Cat's. The Kings bump St. Cat's on first post reach. That's held up Queens. They've just had to get locked up to safety. This is left further back. It was W3 and Queens W2 to make it to the gap.
I can now see Homerton getting close to Clare Hall.
Okay, so
Darwin have just bumped Clare. I'm at Grassy Corner and Darwin have just bumped Clare. Downing are lengths and lengths ahead. And now I can see the rest of the boats coming up. Nothing seems to be happening now.
Gareth, but just to clear that mess up further back at the division, then what happened was Kings W2 bumps and Cats W2. That left Murray Edwards W3 and Queens W2 facing a wall of boats. So they had no choice but to hold it up. So
okay.
Further back. We've got Queens W3 who are hotly pursuing Darwin W2. Further back, I'm looking at the first post reach. Amy, what are you seeing?
At the moment, I'm not seeing anything, but I can confirm that when I just saw Murray Edwards coming really close to Wolfson, I'm not sure if that was a bump. Jared, can you confirm if that was a bump?
Jared, Murray Edwards have got very close to Wolfson, but they have not bumped. They're still chasing them now. They're
okay.
Almost overlapping,
oh,
but it doesn't look like there'll
now.
Be a bump for a few lengths.
I've got Darwin coming up here, closely followed by Queens W3. They're getting closer. I'm not sure if they're going
to
bump.
No bumps on the grassy corner at the moment.
They've got about a boat set between them at the moment.
Clare Hall are about a length behind Sydney Sussex. And the same again behind Sydney Sussex with Homerton. About a length behind each boat.
There's that Queen's W3 getting much closer to Darwin now. The Queen's really catching on Darwin now.
If anything happens, we've had a bump.
We've just had a bump up here at Disson.
I'm just waiting for this to be confirmed. The cox hasn't put her hands in the air yet. Sydney Sussex have moored up. I'm not really sure what's going on here. I think it might go technical. Oh, right, Claire Hall got Sydney first. I thought I heard...
Over here at Ditton, we've just had Murray Edwards W2 bumping Wolfson W1. This is still yet to be confirmed. I didn't yet see the hand of the cocks go up, but I think that's what's happened. They both have pulled over here.
Any other action, Holly, at Ditton Corner? Which other crews have you seen come round? Did you see Downing W2 go round?
Yeah, Downing have rode through.
They look like they're going for Rovers. Further back, we had Clare W2 look like they were bumped by Darwin W1. Trinity Hall W2 were bumped by Peterhouse W2 just before first post corner. Wolfson and Murray Edwards, what do we think happened there?
It looked like Murray Edwards was getting... We think Murray Edwards have bumped Wolfson. They've just both pulled to the side of the bank here. Not any confirmation as yet.
Round grassy corner, we had Sydney Sussex W2 bumped by Clare Hall W1 in front of Jared. Then there's two more crews unaccounted for, which are Homerton W2 and Churchill W2. And then further back, Emmanuel W3. Amy, did you see those round as first post at all?
I'm just seeing Churchill come past now. So that must mean either there was a technical or they bumped, were they? No, I'm not sure what's happening with them at the moment. We just had Homerton W2 go past us at Ditton.
And Homerton W2 is still racing, so they look good for Rovers. This means that around first post, we probably had Churchill being bumped by Emmanuel W3. By my recollection, if we've not seen those crews at Ditton.
I've just seen Churchill come past.
Tim, what's happening down at Long Reach? Who are you seeing come through?
So, all I've seen so far is Downing W2, who've looked magnificent. And coming around the corner now, I can see some white blades, I think, which I suspect is probably Homerton W2. From this distance, it's hard to tell. Yeah, that looks like Homerton W2 to me.
Tim? Can I just confirm down here at Ditton, Murray Edwards W2 have bumped Wolfson W1. There's foliage going in their hair right now. And as I say this as well, Darwin are coming past us too.
So, further back then, we have Murray Edwards W3 and Queens W2. What happened between those? Well, earlier on in the course, right next to the motorway bridge, there was a bad clearance by St. Cats and Kings. Well, they were quite close anyway, so he can't really apportion blame. So it meant that Murray Edwards W3 and Queens W2 just had to hold it up, and they are now moored right by me, and they're going to put some more fuel in the tank and give that another shot. I think there's going to be a re-row there. It seems sensible. At the back then, Darwin W2 and Queens W3 should be just beyond Ditton by now. Any sign of those, Holly?
Yeah, they've just passed us at Ditton here. It looks like both of them are going to row over.
Okay, how much distance between the two crews?
There's a huge distance between the two of them. I can't see them being caught at this time.
Fine, okay. So from top to bottom, as far as we know it, Tim, sorry.
I can see both boats coming into view now. There's a lot of clear water between Darwin W2 and Queens W3, and yeah, there's not going to be a bump here. So that's all for me.
Okay. So as far as we know it, Downing W2 row over. Clare W2 were bumped by Darwin 1. Pitt Hall 2 were bumped by Peterhouse 2 on first post reach. Wolfson 1 were bumped by Murray Edwards 2. Sydney Sussex 2 were bumped by Clare Hall 1 around Grassy. Homerton 2 looked good for rowovers. Churchill 2 were bumped by Emmanuel 3. St. Cat's 2 bumped by Kings 2 in front of me here on first post reach. Not able to clear in time because then Murray Edwards and Queens had to hold it up. They're moored at the moment, might be re-row. Darwin W2. And Queens W3 at the back. Looks good for Rome. Queens W3, nowhere near Darwin W2. So, let's see what's going to happen next between those Queens and Murray Edwards crews. And back to the studio.
Lynch Bumps.
Cam FM.